realms of Senith.
We were marching to Moradville, and we just got attacked by the dragon. I think, did it like burn a wagon full of chickens that we'd brought for Generic or something?
Sounds familiar.
Well, it makes sense that he's not here because you guys have lost your platinum package. So yeah, you guys did a lot of shopping before you left, so you have some stuff on the way near Baindur, or Moradville, as it were. Sorry, one second. But yes, Morad is actually riding that clockwork dragon, and he's screaming obscenities at you guys as he's attacking. He's avoiding actually attacking people directly. He's mostly just trying to destroy your supplies that you're bringing along. However, there's a bunch of clockwork devices that are coming over some hills that you can see, and they are marching on your position. You have brought a lot of guards with yourself. And I don't think I went over this too much, but on your march, or as you were preparing to march and leave Elkwood, there was a lot of volunteers that were forming up to join you. And they were doing this because of the renown you've gotten from your previous adventure to Aerofort to go fight the plague that was going on there. So having seen that you were very successful in this, your name's kind of getting around. And even as you're on the road, people are joining up. So you may have left with, you know, like, I think it was like 100 people, 100 guardsmen. But now you're getting like a proper small army going. So these supplies are pretty important. And yes, as these clockworks are marching or mechanically sprinting upon your road at the moment, everybody's kind of forming up lines to meet these clockworks. And there's a lot of chaos going on around you. But yeah, sorry, what? Wait, that's Exos. Get out of here.
Yes, ignore him.
Wait, did he say something?
He thought you were pushing it to next Wednesday again.
Oh, no. I'm going to try and do it this time. I think I'm doing okay so far. I'm here. So I think we left in initiative order. The problem is I can't find what that order was. So can people give me new rolls for initiative?
9, 7, 19.
Do you want mine also?
Yes.
15.
Is Generic with us, or are you still on the road?
I'm just leaving work, so can't do much with my iPad with me. I had a call in, so I had to say.
Do you happen to remember your initiative modifier?
1, maybe?
Okay, well, you got a 4.
Should have paid for the platinum package.
Well, you just lost all the chicken.
Oh, I'm going to rage.
Paladin rage.
Okay, I totally forgot about the initiative bonus thing or whatever, so I guess that makes it a 10.
Okay, so that does change order a bit.
Not really, because I didn't know that either, and mine's a 2, so 9 plus 2 is 11.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so I'm going to kind of give you a free round at the moment here to kind of get your bearings and figure out what your plans are. If you have the map open at the moment, you're all grouped up a bit to the center right on the east side, I suppose.
Where's the map?
The link should be in Dice and Info, just above the roll I did. It should be owlbear.rodeo game.
Okay.
And then letters.
Is it right that mine says it's a skeleton or whatever?
No, that's not right. What?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, but it says party, skeleton, you, and then like a bunch of other names. So I don't know.
If you want to change your name, you can. There's a little change nickname button on the panel to the left. It looks like a little pencil just above add party member.
Okay. I like that skeleton is the default.
So for all the guard tokens, you can pretty much assume that that's probably 2 or 3 people on each of those tokens in that general vicinity. So what are you guys doing? Because everybody, there's, like I was describing, there's kind of chaos going on. People are forming up, yelling orders. There's a lot of volunteers with you who don't actually know how to fight together. So there's people trying to show them how to do it on the fly here.
You said that it's like clockwork something or others?
Yeah, little clockwork spiders. And you see a couple what look like clockwork soldiers. That most notable one has like 2 shields. It looks like a big robust machine that's barreling down towards your position. They're coming from the north for the most part, but you see like a small flanking I don't know what you would call it, like a small company coming from the south as well.
So you said we have kind of like a free action round?
Yeah, they're not upon you. They still have to march up onto your position. Everyone's just getting situated. So yeah, you kind of have like a free round to discuss or decide what you want to do. Go ahead.
I was thinking, you said that I'm right with that Hairfax guy, right? It looks like it too. So I was thinking of conferring with him and like trying to determine tactics for these clockwork things. I don't know anything about them as a player, but you know, to like, what do you call it, like an insight check or whatever, to determine what we should do, what would be useful against them.
Yeah, do an intelligence-based insight check.
14.
All right, so you have several options here. Hair Fox is actually advising you to stick with the party adventurers here since you're on as an adventurer. But you actually see a situation. You're kind of monitoring Mord and his clockwork, and you see that he's about to do another pass at some supply wagons nearby, and you could probably help get people out of the way of that and at the same time move them into position.
Okay, then that's what I do.
All right, so the rest of you see a half-orc run past you, kind of pushing past Generic and Valdina and hopping on a horse and trying to get the supplies out of the way of Morad and his dragon as he's getting ready to do another pass.
Okay, well, obviously we got to help move the stuff out of the way, so I'm going to help.
So I feel like we should be trying to take out that clockwork dragon.
Erevan's going to help with trying to move supplies out of the way as well.
Okay, I can't figure out how to actually move them. I placed them separately, so this is fun. Oh, never mind. I think I got it. No, that's not it. Okay, so what... as Diamond and Erevan take lead on moving the supplies, Maeve, you're moving them to the north side of that temple there to kind of get them out of shot of the dragon. And that's where, assuming you're following Diamond and Erevan, you can save some more of those as well. Alita, looks like you're standing there. You're kind of, checking out the dragon, looking for ways to bring it down, or?
Yeah, I think so.
Anything coming to mind?
I have a couple of weapons that I can throw that are ranged. I don't know if I could, find out if there was like a spot where the gears met that would be good to shoot at or something like that.
So as you're inspecting this dragon, because it's pretty close at the moment, it's really low and close. You guys have actually thrown some javelins at it before we ended last session. But you're taking some time to kind of study the armor on this machine, and it's pretty well covered. You don't actually see a whole lot of exposed gears or obvious weak points on it. But go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay, which dice is that?
That would be the 20-sided dice. You add your wisdom modifier, and if it's
that's perception. Really bad. 6.
Well, no. Okay. Are you proficient in history or arcana?
Yeah, history's good.
Go ahead and roll a history check as well.
I think these dice Nick gave me are bad. That's a 5.
Oh, no. Is your modifier put you over 10?
No, that's with the modifier.
Oh, wow. Okay, so no. Yeah, you're still a little shaken. You were not expecting a clockwork dragon today.
Standing there in shock.
Well, I mean, not exactly in shock, but yeah, you're not thinking... you're pretty focused on trying to look for a weak spot on this machine, and you're not coming up with anything.
I try and hit it anyways. Did our javelins last time do damage or not?
I think you guys got a couple of hits in, so yes.
Okay, so maybe I'll just use my dart. Okay, that's a 13. Does that hit?
No, that's not a hit.
Oh my gosh.
Is Generic going to do anything? Probably not. He's looking for the chickens at the moment. Also driving. All right. For a proper round, then let's go with Erevan to start.
Am I currently within range of the dragon? I'm guessing yes.
He just moved to the north into your sight again.
Yeah, that should be plenty close for a couple of Eldritch Blasts. I'm also going to put my Hexblade's Curse on him. I'm just going to fire some Eldritch Blasts. Ooh,
counterspelled.
I think that does do... Well, that's an interesting use of a counterspell, but okay.
Well, you see Mord laughing up on the dragon. Wait, does Mort have counterspell? I think he did, right?
I'm not sure. Is that on the, I don't remember what he is. Artificer, the Art of War guy, spell list. I'll know when I get home.
All right, your Eldritch Blast works, because I thought it was on there. I think it's, maybe it's not. So, what'd you roll?
21 for my first blast.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And for my second one, 24.
But Mora does have shield that blocks force damage.
Oh, like outright or just edge?
I'm pretty sure it's just magic missile that it completely blocks. If I remember correctly, shield is AC plus 5 and immunity to magic missile. But I don't think if Mord cast that, it would apply to the dragon.
No.
See, I think that's 2 hits on the dragon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That is a total of 28 damage.
Nice.
Okay, any movement you're going to do or bonus spells? Well, you did Hex, so never mind.
Yeah, I did the... Oh, yeah, actually... Almost forgot about that. Again, so that's actually an extra 6 damage from my Hexblade's Curse. And then could I take cover behind the building with 30 feet of movement?
No.
Suppose there's not really much movement to be made then.
What about in the building? Like, where's the door?
Oh, yeah, okay. So Alita has a point there. There is a hole in that building you can hop through. Yeah.
Like here?
Well, it's up on the north side right next to you. Like right here is where the hole is.
Oh, okay. So I could just hop here?
Yep. And then you can go around behind a wall or something if you're looking for cover.
So like here?
Sure. Yeah, that should have been enough movement.
I suppose that's my turn then.
All right, Maeve, it's actually your turn.
Okay. So, I don't know. Is it a crazy thought to think that since we're surrounded by so much water, we could just like throw it at him? See if it'll seize up his joints? I don't know. I don't even know how I would get it up there, though, so probably never mind.
You mean, like, get a fire truck, or what do you mean?
Yeah, we'll call the fire department and get the dragon down out of the tree.
Call 911.
Now that I'm looking at it, I'm realizing that water is actually pretty far away, because this map is very tiny, so never mind. But I don't know what I would do to the dragon with my little rapier. I mean, I guess I could shoot some arrows at it. What about those little clockworks that were all over the ground, though?
They're still running up here. They're much closer. Next round, they're going to start appearing on the map.
Ooh, what if there was a way to, like, divert the water to head towards them?
Like a wall of water?
Yeah.
I think it's a little out of turn for Alita, but Diamond, you see Alita look at you very inquisitively from across the road over there.
Oh, what? I don't even know what's going on. I'm sorry.
I think Alita is wondering if there's anything you can do with water.
Is there anything I can do with water?
Honestly, I'm not sure either. You'd have to check the Druid spell list. But if it's not something you have prepared, it probably wouldn't matter, actually.
Well, since I'm not a spellcaster, and it'll be a few turns until then, I think what I'll probably do is try to, like, position myself to brace for those clockwork things that are coming so that when they kind of appear, I can, like, surprise one or something. I don't know where they're coming from, but I would go that way. Hide in the bushes. That works.
Actually, if you're going to just take your whole movement, you could probably get to there.
Where are they coming from? From that direction?
They're coming from the south and the north. There's a small group coming from the south that you're kind of getting into position for.
Oh, there's water to the south, but I mean, I don't think there's any way to try to lure them into it, is there?
That's kind of a small little pond there, but I don't know. It's not that small. It's like 60 feet wide. I don't know. You tell me, how would you lure a clockwork that wants to, I don't know, slice and dice into the water?
Position people around it so that when they get to us, we can try to push them in there.
Okay. The people that you are kind of helping, it's not their turn yet, but they're coming around towards the south there to make that line. And you can yell that out to them. Kind of tell them to stay near the water and they'll do that. Is that your turn then?
I believe so. Took a lot of movement and hollered at some people. So I'm good.
Okay. Diamond, it's you.
Oh.
So you have Mord on the dragon to the top right of your current position, which is on the center
top of
the... I
can't charm Mord, right? Because he's already charmed.
I actually don't know. I think you can, actually.
Okay, well, then I'm going to use charm person on Mord. Erase the whole problem, right? Never mind, it's a 9. Wait, what's my bonus?
Never mind, it's what?
It's like 11, I think.
For your DC, the resistant?
like I'm gonna do the spell, right?
Oh yeah, you just cast it with a spell slot, and then Morta is the one that will have to roll and try to beat your difficulty class, your DC, should be like 14.
Is that my armor class?
No, it would be DC. Okay. It should be right near your spell attack bonus. Okay, it's not going to matter what your DC is because he just rolled a 1.
My DC is 13. I found it.
Okay, it's 13. Yeah. You got a 2.
Okay.
I'm assuming. Unless Mord has... Mord's a gnome, so he actually has resistance to charm?
Oh, damn.
Am I remembering that right?
It'd be advantage, probably, yeah, I guess.
All right, still... All right, he got a 6 that time. All right, so he's going to fail his saving throw on this. He's on good terms with you now. Is there anything you would tell him? Because you're still within earshot of him.
Friend, why are you attacking us, bud?
Why are you bullying me?
Why are you attacking me? Sorry, the dragon, you see, kind of its wings were flapping as it was moving forward, but it's kind of stopping himself. And you see him grab like a little thing near the saddle he's on, little metal thing, puts it up to his mouth, and you can actually hear him speaking over like we would say like a PA system. So he's up in the air talking to you. It's like, you guys are marching on me. You guys are trying to take Moradville. Sir, do you have a response? Or
we were marching on you. You can have Moradville, but we have to get the evil guy out first.
Oh, you're talking about Bainder? He's nice.
Okay. Yeah, no, he's not.
Nice of him to charm you into hurting your friends.
Hey, I haven't hurt nobody.
Mm-hmm. You've come pretty close.
What, the chicken?
Yeah.
Do you hurt all those poor innocent chickens? Shame on you, Morid. We lost our premium package because of you.
Now we can't get heals all because of you.
You guys are bringing a paladin into my city of undead.
Maybe you shouldn't have a city of undead. Well, did you ever think of that?
Who's going to clean all the tunnels?
Undead, we're supposed to not be in the city anymore.
Yeah, they're in the tunnels cleaning.
Then why is the paladin such a problem if they're all hidden away in the tunnels?
Well, I mean, you're going to attack Bainder, right? Like Lord Bainder, my friend?
He's not your friend. We're your friends.
What are we?
Well, you're my friends too, but sometimes, you know, there's disagreements.
That's what you call this?
as Arabella like looks out the south window and sees a bunch of like a slime golem rolling down the hill at everybody. Yes. Look, you know I'm a reasonable gnome.
Yeah, when you're not charmed by a mummy.
Charmed? Well, you were at the same banquet, weren't you?
Nice guy. We did something we probably shouldn't have, and we left you behind, and that's probably when you got charmed.
Oh, you mean like, no, I'm not spell charmed. No, he wouldn't do that to me. He's my friend.
Hey, maybe he used your pet mummy to do it for him.
No, he wouldn't do that. Look, I have more of your supplies I need to destroy, though.
Why do you need to destroy our supply? So why do you like to hurt us? If we don't have supplies, how are we going to exist here?
I'll leave you. There's plenty of chicken over there. Mm-hmm. It's even cooked. You can grab it and head home. Generic. Diamond's charmed Mora, and I think they're trying to convince him to stop.
I am, because I don't want to fight him, because he's supposed to be my friend, right?
Where's that letter he sent us?
Hey, Generic, Mora, did you send us a letter?
Oh, yeah. I warned you not to come this way. I would ruffle some feathers. That's what I was talking about when I attacked the chicken.
Whose feathers?
I ruffled some feathers.
Whose feathers?
The chicken's feathers. They're gone.
They got thoroughly ruffled.
I said feathers shall be ruffled. I ruffled them.
So he killed Generic's chickens?
Yeah. He didn't want a paladin attacking Bainder.
Generic is still stunned by the loss of chicken, and he's standing over the chicken corpses for now.
Chicken corpse.
They're not even roasted properly. You never had a chance to marinate
in the middle
in your own juices and turn over a spit with the right seasoning.
Well, we bought you all of those seasoning mixes. Maybe you can pour some on.
It's just not the same.
He's reaching out.
Lita, I think it's your turn.
Okay, well, you said in your letter, Morid, that we were not welcome. Why would that be? We helped you get that place.
Look, I may have said some things in my letter. I was kind of upset when I heard that you guys were trying to come back and, take Moridville from me.
Why? Okay. Would you think that was what was happening? Who said that?
You're just gonna hand it over to the king. Vince doesn't know what he's doing. Bander does.
I think we only started to come back to Moridville after we got that letter.
Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah, who's telling you these things exactly?
Well, my best friend, Bander.
Yeah, he's not your best friend.
Where's he getting his information?
I don't know. He has like this ball.
So make he's feel watching weird. Us through a crystal ball?
I mean, I think so. But look. Nice, Jeff. Look, I don't think he would lie to me about something as important as there's a bunch of soldiers coming to take the city and destroy all the undead here, including Bander. And then look what I found.
Yeah, except that Morid, we got a bunch of soldiers together to come save you. That's what we're doing. You got taken over by Bander. You got charmed and we're coming to save you. That's the reality here.
Ooh, can I ride the dragon on my turn?
Yeah, wait, no. No, you're not gonna trick me.
I wanna ride the dragon. I've always wanted a dragon friend. It would be so cool.
Roll a persuasion check, Diamond.
15. Ooh. Wait, do I have persuasion? Hold on. Plus 3. 18.
Oh my god. Fine. Sure.
Yay. I'm riding on the dragon.
So what's going on with all the little clockworks while this is happening? Are they still marching on us?
So now that I'm on the dragon, can I just kill everyone except Morid?
Are you trying to take the dragon from him?
Hey, Morid, look at that.
I just found it funny.
Okay. To Maeve's point, there are things still coming. We're still in initiative. So this has been a really quick conversation. Just like words blasting back and forth as chaos is going on everywhere. Diamond's like, let me get on, please. And she gets on the dragon, Alita. And you kind of see that Diamond has a look in her eyes like she has a plan. Alita, it's your turn.
She's like a Cylon?
Yes, she has a... Yeah, that's not how I meant that, but there you go.
I'm not sure how to figure out this plan.
Diamond is just sitting there on the dragon, happy, like laughing like a crazy person.
What?
So sorry, I didn't realize that was her actual plan. You didn't have to persuade him too hard then. Go ahead, Alita.
I mean, ideally we want that dragon to go take out all the little clockworks, right? So should I be trying to distract Morid?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, or don't I have like a grapple or something? Could I like try and grapple him off of the dragon?
What's your movement speed?
40.
You can make it to him. He's literally just 40 feet away from you.
Okay, so I need to go over here to do that.
Yeah. As Morid is like helping Diamond up onto the dragon, you're coming up to try to grapple him and pull him off, or?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I think that's an attack roll.
Okay, so what kind of modifier does that get?
Well,
the unarmed, right?
Yeah, probably. Let's go with that because I can't remember off the top of my head on Monk anyway. I think Monk actually gets special stuff.
Oh, okay. 21.
Okay, so you do have him grappled, but you don't have any movement left this round.
So what does that mean?
So it means that right now you're basically holding on at the snapshot in time as you've just grabbed Morid.
Okay.
And he's just now screaming, hey, what the fuck?
You're giving him a hug.
Yes.
Big.
Generic, are you still over there crying, whinging over chicken? It is your turn.
I would imagine.
Come help.
That he's moved into the anger stage of grief.
He's about to get hangry.
Mm. He stares at Morib and says, you owe me chicken. Do you have chicken?
So, he's not responding because he's currently trying to help Diamond up onto the dragon. And you see Alita run past you, kind of sneaking up on him.
Let's see, what do I smite? Yes, smite's good.
Smite more.
I'm gonna use my channel divinity for conquering presence. And as an action, I force chosen creatures within 30 feet to make wisdom saving throw DC 14, and they become frightened of me. Everybody within 30, I can't, let me see the map before I do this. This is the first time I've seen the map. Oh, all right. I'm going to move up here, and then I'm going to do that thing. So everybody.
Wait, everybody has to roll it?
Creatures, like say, chosen creatures, but he's not choosing anybody. He's just doing it to everybody.
Do we count as creatures or not?
Uh-huh.
Do I count as a creature?
Uh-huh.
All right, so Mord rolled a 3 on the die, whatever his wisdom saving throw is. I'm sure
plus it's a 2. It's a plus 2.
15? All right,
so
you got 5.
So you make it.
Erevan got 18.
7?
Generic is... You're scared of Generic the Paladin.
I'm not scared of nobody.
And just like a fierceness, a righteous indignation...
The loss of his chicken. Did the dragon make it?
The dragon's immune to fear.
No, figures. So it's 1 minute. You can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of your turns. Those that failed.
Are Morad and I now just sort of clinging to each other in fear of this paladin?
Where are we posting things? I can type in frightened. The D&D channel, is it Dice and Info?
Dice and Info, usually, I would say.
There. It was a low DC. The chances of people passing it was high. Out of game, out of character. That was his action and his move, so he's done.
Okay. Erevan, it would be your turn. Oh, actually, it's Amir's turn.
Amir's going to have a turn?
Yeah, he just kind of hops out the window where Erevan ran into. He's like, oh, hey, did I introduce you guys to Maeve, part of AG2? That's his turn. Erevan. He's like pointing to a bush to the west there. Oh, Mords, good to see you.
So we got clockworks coming from the south.
Yeah.
Where can I move that takes 30 feet?
To do what? To get a view of them or?
Yeah.
Here works or about there.
Okay. So, yeah,
either one of those windows.
That should work. And I would be able to cast a spell from there.
Yes. You have clear sight of them, but you have half cover yourself.
All right. I'm probably going to focus on the clockworks that are to the left there that are away from the soldiers. I'm going to cast Shatter. It's a 10-foot radius sphere centered on a point of my choice within 60 feet. So I think I could probably position that so it doesn't hit any of our soldiers, right?
10-foot radius, yes.
I'm just looking to hit as many of those clockworks as possible. All of those would need to make constitution saving throws at disadvantage because I believe they're made of metal, correct?
Yes, they would be.
So, yeah, that's at disadvantage.
All right, let's look at how many there's going to be. So if it's a radius of 10 feet, you can get 4 of them easily.
All right.
All right, so we have 4 failures. You said there. How much was the DC? 14?
15.
Okay, yeah, all 4 fail.
19 damage.
19 to each of them?
Yeah.
Okay, is that your turn?
I believe so, yes.
All right, Maeve, it's your turn.
What is the... How do you tell the distance on this map? Are we just, like, guesstimating?
Press M, and then you can click. When you press M, it'll be the measuring tool. Click and hold, and you can get distances that way. Then when you want to move again, you press W. W for woove, I guess. Move.
Woove. I just got that. So I'm still kind of hoping that they're swarming these guys at the lake.
They seem to be.
So I think what I'm going to do is... Hold on a second. I just messed that up. So it looks like I can move 30 feet to kind of get to... I don't know how to actually grab my thing.
Press W and then hover your mouse over it and then move it.
Woove, I forgot. So like approximately there. Oh, but if I want to do it without being seen, I can only go like halfway, I think. So I want to... I don't know, I'll just move actually. And then start like picking them off from there with a bow. Oh my god, I just like expanded the map to see how many there are. Whoa. I picked the one that's like furthest to the... Is it the west?
Yep.
Left.
You do technically get a sneak attack even though you moved. Because you're sneaking before. You should have been able to hit them from the bushes. if you can hit them from there.
Yeah, that's true. I should have expanded the map first to see what was going on. I thought that they were like around the corner from the building, and then I realized there was more of them than that. So that's fine. All right, so I got a 22 for the bow hit.
Okay, yeah, that hits. The ACs on these are pretty low. They're not exactly agile.
I rolled 8 for that, so that's max damage. You said you get sneak attack?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, so 12 and 6 is 18 damage.
Okay, is that your turn?
Yeah, but then I'm going to, I think I can still, even with movement and an action, do the hide action as a bonus. I roll that with stealth, right, or no?
Yeah.
16 plus 9 is 25.
Okay, so normally I would be a little questioning that a little bit. Like, are you hiding in that little flower patch there or something? But there's a lot of chaos, like I was saying, and there's a lot of people here. Like I said, each token is probably 2 or 3 people. So you're pretty well concealed.
I thought I was behind a bush, but it might be just a colored thing on the map. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like a little flower patch. All right. Diamond, you're up. You're on the dragon. However, Mord has stopped helping you, and you see him kind of lurch back a little bit as somebody with wings grabs him.
I push him as whoever with wings grabs him.
Oh, you're gonna move him then?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to steal the dragon.
All right, roll acrobatics for me. Let's just do it this way. Instead of doing an attack roll. Oh, my God. I'm rolling like crap.
Yeah, you're not doing Mord proud here.
No.
Called plot armor.
It's because Mord is kind of like brain dead or whatever, being charmed, right? He's not at his usual best.
You gave Mord an out, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
A 12 plus 2 dexterity.
All right, Diamond, you managed to push him, and then with a little kick, he falls into Lita's hands and off the dragon.
I have the dragon now.
You have a...
What does this button do?
Hair Fox doesn't have hair anymore.
Oh, shit. Okay, I found the fire button. How do we go up? Are there any more buttons I can press to like go up? Or a lever or something?
I'm skeptical that she's licensed to drive this machine.
Listen, my animal handling is great.
That is not an animal.
roll percentile dice, which would be like 2d10s. So it should be rolling 1 to 100.
Roll 2d10s.
Yep, just have one as the tens place and the other for the single digits.
8 and a 1.
So I got 81. All right. Olita, Generic, need to make a dexterity saving throw. So does Mord. Oh, Mord.
Okay, 16.
6.
Okay, if you did not make a 17 or higher, you take 18 damage as Diamond does a tail sweep to everybody around it. The dragon just like spins in a circle, sweeping with its tail. If you made the save, you take 9 damage.
Diamond.
What did I do?
You hit the tail sweep button. You pulled the wrong lever. So that's an action to do that. So you have a move action, so you can hop off the dragon, but I don't think you're going to want to do that. So
I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to sit here until I can figure out how to fly this dragon.
All right, so you know which one
should
is the...
Should have got in with Warren and let him fucking teach me how to drive this and then kick him off.
All right, so you figured out what the fire breath and the tail sweep buttons are.
What was that again? Fire sweep, tail brush, what?
Fire breath. Like you shot fire in the direction of the hair fox in front of you. And then you did a tail sweep, which is the one that spun around with the tail and hit a bunch of people.
Probably almost gave hair fox a haircut.
Yeah. Now he's just fox. So, you have another 1, 2, 3. You have another 4 levers, and then you do see another control panel off to the side that you are now probably thinking are the movement ones, since all the buttons you pressed on this one were attack ones.
Can I pull the one that I think is a movement one, or do I have to wait?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I pull one that I think is a movement one.
All right, roll a d6.
4.
Dragon lurches and heads west. You plow over that tree. You just like run it right over. It'll be Alita's turn now.
Okay. Do I have to try and get unfrightened? Or, oh, no, I guess not. Okay.
At the end of your turn, yeah.
Okay.
You do still have Mord in your arms. Right. Diamond kicked him off and ran away.
Right. So, let's see. I know I carry rope on me.
That friendship just escalated.
I mean, can I try and tie him up?
You can. This would be an ability check that you have to do at disadvantage, or an attack roll, rather.
Okay. How much is the disadvantage?
You just roll the dice twice, and you take the lesser result.
Okay. 15.
What's Mord's AC? Wait, no, it's an opposed check.
Mord's AC is 19.
I'm guessing his strength is 2.
His strength is +1.
All right, what about his dex?
Mord, maybe we should run away from this scary paladin together.
Yeah. Why are you trying to tie me up?
No, let's go. Run for it.
All right. Do you let him go?
I mean, I think he said he was like 19, so I didn't even manage to tie him up, right? Maybe we're just running for it now.
He got like an 18. Yeah. It was an opposed check. I had that wrong. So I had to roll a dice myself. Yeah. So you didn't tie him up, but you still have him. It's just like rope laying all over him, though.
Are those ability checks?
Yeah.
They're both disadvantage.
Oh, yeah. His would be 2. 14, so 16. What was yours again?
15.
He still just barely beats it.
Okay, so let's just run for it. I've got a hold of him. We're just going to run away from the scary paladin. Can we do that?
Sure. He's like, yeah, lead the way. I think he's got it out for me.
So I know we can't go towards the paladin because of our fear. So I guess we're just kind of running up here. I don't know.
Well, Mord's running this way.
So that way. Okay.
He wants to get his dragon back.
Mord provokes an attack of opportunity.
Okay. Take your swing.
From Generic's halberd.
Oh.
It's only a 13, though. It does not hit.
I think Mord's AC is pretty high.
It's stupid high.
Yeah. It's like 19 or something.
It's actually your turn, Generic.
I'm going to beat myself up.
Why is there always a scene where you are versing your two characters against each other?
It's a problem that I generate myself, probably.
It's a character flaw. We haven't quite figured it out.
Yeah. Where's my chicken? And I'm going to attack him until somebody tells me not to.
Distracted with the dragon to do anything.
Hey now, don't attack him. Just use this rope here.
Too late. I hit with a dirty 20. I hit him for 9 damage.
Do you smite him?
No.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask.
We'll see what happens on the second attack. Oh, that's only a 12. So, yep, that's his turn.
Okay. All right, Amir starts booking it towards Diamond. He's screaming, hey, wait, I can help you. It's Erevan's turn.
I suppose I'll let those people do their own little thing, and I'm just going to keep focusing on some of these clockworks. I'm going to Eldritch Blast the 2 on the very left.
Their AC is 12, so I'm going to assume you hit both.
Probably.
Unless you roll a 1.
Yeah, I hit both. I got relatively low rolls. I got 7 and 9 on the die, but that's +7, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That is 8 damage to the first one and 13 damage to the second one. And that is my turn.
Maeve.
So I guess I'm going to keep picking them off. Have they like made a move or are they just kind of hovering there?
I think they go after you.
Eeks. All right, yeah, I'm going to aim for the leftermost one again.
Okay.
So 7 + 6 is 13. I don't remember what you said was the AC.
12.
Okay, well then, hold on. Is that a sneak attack again because I was hiding?
Again, yeah, you didn't hide again.
19 damage.
All right, you and Erevan pick off the 2 that were on the left.
I would high five him, but there's a wall and quite a bit of distance in the way.
Just high five the wall.
I high five the wall.
Erevan high fives the wall back in your direction. I don't know.
Okay, Diamond.
So anyways, since that one took me west, does doing the opposite way of however I pushed it make it go east? If so, does that mean the other one goes north and south?
You think so, yes.
Okay, so then I'm going to push the other one to go north and then push the fire breath button and just like kind of blow it by all these guys on the path and leaving off the path, if I can go that far anyway.
So your movement on the ground is 30 feet. So you could end up in the river if you're going north, or are you talking about guys? Are you talking about the guys to the south, like down under you, or?
Don't go attack our guys.
No. That's far. I think the best I would do is going into the lake. No, because then, never mind. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because this is not an animal. It's a mech.
So you don't want to jump in the river?
No, that sounds like a bad idea. Electronics okay. plus water equals bad.
All right, so
I want to go towards Amir and see if he can help me.
Okay. He does hop on.
What's up, homie?
He's like, okay. So yeah, these are just standard controls. This right here, you've already figured out most of these. This goes up and down right here.
Okay, but how do I fly? That's the only thing I haven't
up
got.
One.
Up one? Mm-hmm. Push it.
All right, here we go. All right, the dragon goes and starts flying up. Got 50 feet of movement now.
Oh, I have 50 feet now?
Yep.
Then can I start like flaming these guys? Am I in range to flame these guys? At least one of them?
If you go south, yes.
Okay. Aren't those all the mechs anyways? And everyone's tagging them anyways. So I guess, yeah.
All right. So you press the fire breath button, I'm assuming, because you're just going to try and take them all out. It kind of dings at you.
Dings? What's that?
It's recharging.
Do you know why it would ding?
It's recharging.
Friendly you fire will not hair be Fox's tolerated. Hair.
Sorry?
Friendly fire will not be tolerated.
Oh, damn.
No. So it has to, every time it uses a fire breath, it actually needs to recharge. And it looks like it's going to take 6 rounds. Wait, no. I've read this completely wrong. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, you just blow the crap out of these things.
Wait, so it doesn't recharge?
It does work. I'm so sorry. I had that wrong.
Okay, so I just blow everyone away?
It has a 30-foot cone. I got to measure this out to see how many need to make saves.
I mean, at least there's a pool of water right there.
Well, actually, she happens to be in the perfect spot to make that cone and only hit the bad guys.
Nice.
Only 2 of them save. All right, that's Diamond's turn. Alita, it's your turn.
No, not in a very good position to... And I try and reason with the paladin here to get him to be helpful again.
Okay, yeah. So as you turn to Jenrik to start to reason with him, keep in mind you're a bit frightened of him because you don't know this guy very well, and he takes chickens seriously. He looks irate. He's in something of a rage. He's got crazy eyes. So
they should have had a chance to save their last turns, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's well, a DC 13.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a will save again, Alita. But that doesn't change the description. He still has crazy eyes.
Okay, does this have like a modifier on it or not?
Your wisdom modifier. So if you have wisdom saving throw marked.
18, is that enough?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, more it actually makes it too.
So I'm not scared when I'm talking to him?
No, you're not scared, but he's still furious. So as you start to talk to him, however, you see in the background, the dragon kind of flies up and goes to the south, and you just hear like a loud explosion happen. And it sounds like a flamethrower going on the other side of the temple. And it's bright out today. It's midday, but it's still like you can see light just come from the south side of that temple. And this is the scene of you trying to reason with Jenrik.
Jenrik, buddy, you know, we can get you lots more chicken. We still got all that seasoning powder. We're going to get you a really great meal after this. Don't you worry. The chicken is coming. I will see to it personally that there is lots of chicken. Could you maybe just help me tie up Morid? Get this rolling, get this over with, and we will get you that chicken.
Jenrik points the halberd at Morid and says, "He killed Chauncey."
Chauncey?
I just bought him this new ball.
Where's Chauncey?
I don't know, Morid says. I told you he's crazy.
Remind me, who was Chauncey?
One of the chickens, I'm guessing.
But you name the chickens before you eat them?
Just one. The best one that you save for last at the end of the greatest mission.
I see. Well, you know what? We won't even wait until the end. There's some shops that we're coming up on where we've put in an order, and I'm sure we can get you some chickens there.
Fine.
Be a pal and grab the rope here.
I'll do so on my turn.
It's actually your turn next, so you can collaborate with her if you want.
All right. I'll grab the rope.
Morris like, wait, this isn't at all how I thought this was going to go.
What do I have to do? Roll in athletics?
I think it's to tie somebody up. I'll look it up. I probably should have done that already. But yeah, let's go with athletics for now, like an opposed athletics check, because he's not going to just let you tie him up.
All right.
He's got a 19 with his God two bonus it. On strength.
I rolled a 7 plus 7. It's a 14. The gnome outpowered me.
Morris is making a comeback.
You would think he would be at like a little bit of a disadvantage if I'm holding on to him. We're tangled up in rope.
Fair enough. You are helping him, so he has disadvantage. You tie him up.
Never mind.
He's got a 6.
You can resist for a second. But that's it.
Did you cast smite on the rope as you tie him up?
I was going to unarm strike him to knock him out, but I was eating a fortune cookie, and I need to take the time today to tell someone I value their labor. Josh, I value your labor building this campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've fulfilled my fortune. What's my prize?
Inspiration. There you go.
Hell yeah.
Arifon, it's your turn.
So we still got some clockworks up and running, but they're pretty badly damaged, right?
You see the ones on the left flank, or well, it'd be right to you, but the ones on the map to the left, they took quite a beating, yeah.
Okay, so...
4 of them are down.
All right, the 2 on the left that are damaged, I'm going to fire off some Eldritch Blasts at them.
12 AC.
That is actually just barely a hit, and that is also a hit. 11 damage to the first one and 14 damage to the second. And that is my turn.
Maeve.
I'm going to guess that with the placement of the guards there, probably need to move before trying to shoot them, right?
I suppose so. I can't remember if they get cover from people in the way. Oh, they just get like, I think they just get like plus 2 to their AC.
Okay. I'm a little leery of stepping out there and getting in the way of the dragon fire, so I might just chill here and pick them off some more. Or not. I think I got a 10 total on the die.
That's not enough.
But I will take my bonus to hide again.
Is that your turn?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Diamond, it is your turn. The clash is happening around the corner now, Maeve and Diamond.
Okay, I'm going to take this dragon over by this first guy. I think that's 25 feet, but over like right next to him. I'm going to tell him to move so I can blast these guys over here.
All right, so as soon as you roll around, roll up. No, you don't need to roll anything because Maeve's already prepared these guards for this moment. They take the withdrawal action and they all hop into the water and go under the surface, seeing your dragon come around and rear up.
All right, so then, like, as I'm rearing up to get into position, I'm going to press the fire breath button again.
Okay. All right, you blast all of these. What's the length on this real quick? 30-foot cone. Yeah, these first 4 rolled really poorly on our dexterity saves. The tree's on fire, and these mechs are really close to destroyed here. Now... Okay, you can actually make 3 attacks with this dragon, 1 bite and 2 with its feet. Is that something you're going to do?
Oh, I can do more attacks than 1?
Yeah, Amir's like, oh, hey, bite this one.
Okay, I'll push bite then.
Okay, I'll roll that up as we go here. Alita, it's you and Generic. You have Morad tied up.
I'm sorry for losing control. What should we do? What's next?
Huge explosion happens behind the temple again.
Are there still, there's still like mechs coming from the north, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like I should maybe take Tied Up Morad over to Fox over here and start talking about what we're going to do to take care of the stuff that's coming.
Is that where you want me to go? Paid for the platinum package after all.
Yes, you should come with us and help. So, okay. So I'm going to like take Morid over here to be like in Fox's charge and ask Fox what we can do and get all those soldiers ready. I mean, it looks like the soldiers are getting ready. Oh, but maybe I could get some information out of Morid. So what would be a good way to, are these the same kind of mechs as on the bottom?
Yep. Morid's still charmed.
Morid would still be charmed by you. Yes. If you mean by Bainder. He doesn't seem to believe he's under Bainder's charm, so either he's still charmed or he just turned into a complete jerk.
Or was he a complete jerk all along?
Generic, as you look north, I'm kind of going out of turn real quick, but Alita would see this as well. You see like an ooze thing, like a golem that's all gooey coming into focus now. So if you're asking Hair Fox what to do, he's like, do you have anything to deal with that? I think we can handle most of the clockworks, but what the hell is even that?
J-E-L-L, no.
I don't like that flavor.
So Generic's gonna say he's gonna run 25 feet and then he can get just about here with a double move, and he's gonna start shouting out orders to the people. He's a soldier. I'll say, all range, let loose. You two over here with me on Jelly Butt. The rest of you guys go and take out these, hold them off from the carts and the peoples and blah 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 blah.
Jelly Butt.
All right. We're going to flank them. You're going to go here. You're going to left. You're going to right. I'm going to go right up the middle on our next turn. That's a turn.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to do, Alita?
Let's see. I probably don't have any movement left.
I think you didn't move too far. You moved like 15 feet or something.
Can I convince Morid to tell me more about that thing and how we might defeat it?
The jelly? The bad jelly?
Yeah.
He says, all right, I don't know that. Roll a persuasion check. I don't know anything about it.
Ooh, I just got 20.
Oh, I know everything about it.
Don't you just love how he changed his tune?
You tell him, Morid.
What do you offer him for this information?
I will think that instead of you being a jerk, you're just charmed.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, when you kill it, like, do it from a distance. It explodes.
Good to know.
Yeah, you don't want to be standing by it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Morid sounds a bit like Amir. My bad. How did you do Morid's voice?
I have no idea.
Okay.
He sounds just like Amir.
Okay, fair enough.
Twinsies.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're taking it down, keep your distance. It explodes.
Okay, so I'm hollering this over to Generic that he has to keep his distance.
All right, new plan. You go first. Just kidding, lads.
Maybe try and take it out so that it hits some of his buddies over there.
Okay, you heard her. I'll take it out. I've got a reach weapon. Let's knock it down a little bit and pull it over into the fray.
Erevan.
I'm probably just going to Eldritch Blast the two clockworks on the left here, on the very left at the bottom of the map here.
Okay.
Definitely a hit. And that is barely a hit. I'm assuming still AC 12?
Yep.
So yeah, both hit then. 9 damage to the first one and 10 damage to the second.
Maeve, unless you need to do more, Erevan.
No, that's my turn.
So can I hear the hustle and bustle over there where they're shouting about the blobby thing?
Not unless you're actively listening to conversations over there. There's too much sounds. There's gears whirling. You hear Diamond asking what to do, how to make this happen, and get out of my way. I figured it out now. Amir just laughing maniacally. There's like fire and flames going everywhere and is biting everything. The thing is loud, that clockwork. Then you have all these clockworks down here still ringing and whirling and people screaming. You hear blubbering noises coming from the water as like the guards are under it trying to hold their breath while the fire is flying over their heads.
They can come back up for air every 6 seconds or so, though, right?
Yeah.
We could like throw straws at them and they can just breathe through the straws.
Snorkeling. All right, yeah. Well, with that in mind, probably just move to the corner here, and then work on picking off don't know, because she's going with the nearest or the farthest, so I'll just go with the one that's close here.
Well, if your range is farther than Diamond's, you might take out the opposite direction of her.
I could, but I kind of want to pick off the ones that are already getting hurt and just get rid of them.
I'm so sorry. Did you get a roll?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, so I had a 19 plus 6, 25, so I assume that hit. And being hidden, I also assumed sneak attack damage. So I was just doing all that before reporting back in.
Okay.
So 16 damage to the one that's nearest the left.
Yeah, that's off the board. You're going to still try to conceal yourself around the corner?
Oh, yep. I forgot to say. I'm going to hunker down again.
Not a problem. Diamond, it'll be your turn.
All right. Can I fly over the tree and land there and, like, maybe do a tailspin? Like, maybe land...
Go ahead and move the dragon where you want it. You have 30 feet of movement.
Here? Can I, like, go that far? I was right here, right?
Yeah, you would have to fly there.
Okay, I want to fly there then.
All right, so you basically jump, like, over the tree.
Yeah, and do a tailspin.
Okay, they have to make dexterity saving throws, all of them. Luckily, the guards are under the water. How many are there? 5. 0, right?
Am I showing my age with the cartoon reference there? Probably.
Oh my God, I haven't seen that in a while.
I used to watch that every day after school. It was on at 3:30.
Blue!
All right, that's... The tail sweep takes a whole action for it. It doesn't get it to do anything else when it does that thing.
Okay.
This probably doesn't matter, but I didn't get a chance to declare that my hide was at 18.
Alita.
So I'm going to move over to where Shenerick is. And does it, like, use an action to use a healing potion? Does that work?
I think it does.
Okay, how much does it heal me for?
Depends on the healing potion. Do you remember what kind it was?
No, it's probably just a general one, if that's a thing.
Let's do 2d4 plus 2. So roll the pyramid d4 twice and then add 2.
4, 3, so 9. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Drinking or administrating a potion takes an action. Yeah, it does take an action.
Okay, that was my turn then. At least my health is not as low.
All right, is that your turn? So sorry, I think I missed your last.
Last what?
What you said last.
Oh, yeah, that was my turn.
Oh, okay.
Was there something else?
All right, it'd be generic then.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Do the two people go on my turn?
Yeah, they're just following you.
Okay. I think Polar Master. Okay, so I'm going to direct them to go there and there, and I'll go here, maybe there, there. Meet the measuring tool out here. Yeah, I'm gonna go back one. This is right. A thing provokes. I'm gonna use my action though to lay on hands myself because I took some damage. I'll probably take more. I'm gonna lay on my hands myself for 10. That's my action. And then I have Polearm Master, so when this comes in my reach, I get to attack.
Okay, well, go and do your attack because as soon as your turn's done, it's coming up.
Okay. Well, I want to direct these guys to do to attack that same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Like once it ready their actions to attack. I was only using my thing because I was using my action to heal. I rolled a 19 to hit on the die, so it's a 27, and I'm going to pump a smite, first level smite into it.
Okay.
Let's see. Do an extra 2d8 radiant damage. So yeah, it's just going to be extra 2d8. So I'm going to do my attack here. So 10 damage from the pole arm and an extra 10 from the smite. So 20 total.
All right, we have one hit from one of the guards. It happens to be a 10 as well. So this is a nice even count. All right, is that your turn? Or that's your reaction, rather?
Yeah, it's my reaction. How does it look?
Well, it's taken a massive amount of damage. Like, you guys have hit it pretty solid on, but you would say it still has 3/4 of its hit points.
Oh, okay. It's 3/4 of the jelly it used to be.
Yes.
Get the toast, boys.
Oh, you are using a magic weapon, right?
I am, yeah. It's a +1 halberd.
Okay, so it doesn't... You can see after you hit it that its body is actually regenerating. That being said, it doesn't get to regenerate this turn because it's starting. Its turn's already started. It gets to do 2 slam attacks. 16 hit you?
I keep muting myself because, my AC's 19 if you're trying to hit me.
Okay, so it has 2 misses on you. It tries with its 2 arms to slam on you, but you avoid it.
Not today, Jellyman.
All right. Erevan, it's your turn. However, on your turn, you can hear Badania, the Onyx elf that you met outside of Baindur that came back to Elkwood. Quick reintroduction. She peeks in from that hole that you ran through and she yells out, "Hey, there's a big old jelly that they need help with up north, man."
Yeah, I was just thinking the dragon can probably handle the rest of those things. So if I were to step outside, would that jelly thing be within, I think, like 120 feet?
Where are you stepping outside from?
If I were to step outside, like, over here or something.
Yes, it's within 100 feet of you.
All right. I'm going to check real quick. Yeah, range on my Eldritch Blast is 120 feet.
That so, takes 40 feet to get to where you're at, though.
Okay, so where could I... Is there a window, like, here?
Yeah, and that's within 30 feet.
Okay.
You have yourself a little Alamo or something.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just going to fire a couple Eldritch Blasts at the jelly thing.
Okay.
Ooh, 23 and 18 to hit.
Both hit.
That is a total of 19 damage, and that is my turn.
Maeve, you would have heard that as well.
Okay, that was, I was just going to ask, as if I could hear through the ruins or whatever this is. So I'm moving like approximately 30 feet. Is it like a pretty clear sight to look over there?
Yeah, you can see from about there. It's 110 feet from you.
I want to shoot him. Got a 19, and this is not a magical bow.
19 does hit.
So that's 6 damage, and I think because of the distance, there's no sneak attack on that.
Yeah, I think you have to be within 30?
Yep.
Or 60? Sorry, what'd you get?
Yeah, 6 damage.
Okay, sorry. Is that your turn?
I think instead of hide this time, I'm going to use the dash and go another 15.
Okay.
I did that correctly. I think that works.
All right, Diamond.
How close are these guys to dying?
Some of them resisted the tail sweep. They were not too badly damaged by it.
They're still doing all right.
Yeah, some of them are. Some of them look pretty weakened.
I have another question. Can I fly and do the fire breath thingy at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that. So I'm going to fly up in the air and aim it just right so I can hit all of them.
Okay, so need to make 5 resistance. Oh, God, they all failed. Oh, nope, one made it. It's not the right one, though. Okay, leaves us with Alita.
Well, unlike Generic, I'm going to actually try and keep my distance from that thing. Try and hit it with my dart. So, 13.
No, that's a miss. Any movement?
I guess I could go like over here. So I just don't want to get very close to it.
You hear Mord shout from across the bridge. You'll be okay over there. That's safe.
I think.
Kind of rolls actually, over to give a thumbs up behind his back.
I'm going to like go behind this for a little bit of protection. How about that?
All right. Generic, you're up if Alita's done.
Okay, I'm going to make a full-out attack here. So, first attack, 13?
Nope.
Ugh, that's even worse. How about 11?
No.
All right, I got Polearm Master, so I'm going to swing with the extra one. That's a 25, though. 25 hit?
Yes, it does.
All right, I'm going to pump a smite into it, too. I'm going to just check and see what I got for spell slots. I'm going to pop a second-level spell slot into this one. So weapon damage is 11 and smite damage is 14. So I imagine I got some of its attention. So I'm going to shift over this way and get over here. Come on, Jellyman! Like just taunting it. Is that?
It's not.
Huh?
Go ahead.
It'll provoke. I want to be outside of its reach.
Okay. It will take the opportunity attack. Probably shouldn't, but 20.
20 hits, but I didn't leave its reach until over here, so I want it to be facing me, if that's possible.
That'll be 15 damage.
Ouch, that's a lot. I shouldn't have done that.
That's with its weapon, and another 5 acid damage.
Oh.
There, it's facing you now.
Australian slime.
All right, on its turn, you see its body healing up.
Ow, I get an attack.
You get an attack for its movement?
Yeah, because it's moving into my reach, but it's 11. Oh, God.
All right, the two guards get to attack as well.
They should have attacked for their turn, too, right?
Yeah, they attacked for their turn already, and then they just got another attack. Oh, boy, how much does it regenerate for? 10. All right, what's your attack? 11, you said, which is a miss.
Yeah, I told that was a really bad round. I thought I could maximize everybody's attacks by moving. Oh, well, I'm dead.
Oh, no. It just got a crit.
Let's hope, you know, we snap Mord out of this, because I think we just lost our, we just lost our freaking mercenary.
47 damage.
So what's the instant death thing?
I think it's got to be like 50.
It's like double your... double what you have left, because that's true. That is, that's almost my max hit points right there. My max hit points is 49. I have 21 remaining.
When damage that reduces you to zero hit points and there's damage remaining, if you die, you die if the remaining damage equals or exceeds your hit point maximum.
Oh, okay, so it's not instant death. I'm just at zero.
Not instant death.
Well, generics and death saves.
Okay, that's its turn. Erevan.
I'm just gonna keep blasting him.
You see, like, some drumsticks flying to the sides of the golem, because you can't exactly see Generic, but you might be able to see that he's down based on the chicken that's rolling away from the other side of the golem.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Yeah, 25 and 26 to hit.
These are both hits.
Yeah, I figured. That is a total of 20 damage.
Okay, that's exactly what you needed to bring it down.
Yay me.
Actually, that's 10 hit points more than you needed. But either way, yeah, it goes down.
Generic's dead.
What? Oh, God. I forgot.
Why, what's happening? I'm lost.
You automatically fail your dexterity saving throw. So yeah, it's everyone within 10 feet of it in a 10-foot sphere of it takes 9 damage acid. So that's what, like one automatic death save?
Yep, it's one fail.
Okay. Maeve.
So the blob is gone, but there's still more enemies on the field.
There's still more enemies on the field, but that area where the ooze has died is like super acidic as this thing's melting. Like you can see that it's going, spreading out as it just like sinks down into the ground a bit. And the area is becoming, it's like steaming and things are just being eaten by the acid, which would include Generic at the moment. But if you don't care about it, yes, there is more other stuff.
I'll eat some chicken for you.
That's funny. So could I like create some sort of a climbing repeller harpoon and like try and drag him out of there from a distance?
Like a grappling hook?
Yeah, I have one. I mean, not a grappling hook, but I have a hook for climbing that I could try and like throw at him or something.
You could shoot it with your bow, maybe?
Maybe, but it might be too heavy to make that distance. I don't know.
All right. I'll let you use an object to try to arrange a grappling hook to an arrow, as an arrow. You need to roll high, though. Like, give me an attack roll.
Yeah, it's like 115 feet. I'm probably going to need to get closer, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And then I do an attack roll for that?
Mm-hmm.
With my normal bow bonus?
Yep.
So that 15 plus 6 is 21.
Okay. Yeah, Generic is just laying there, boiling in acid, and Alita, you see a grappling hook kind of fly by slowly at an arc. It just land right on his face and grapple to his armor.
I don't have any, like, movement or anything left to start pulling on it, though, so it kind of just hooked him, and then that's it.
Okay.
Because I think the only thing I can do is my bonus, like, dash, which I can't use that, so.
All right, it would be Diamond's turn. These things are just, like, a quick sweep away, and then you could fly away if you wanted to go help out at the north side.
Yeah.
That's what Amir's suggesting, anyway.
Okay, I'll do that then.
He says,
or
hey,
I'll just
if you
let
go...
Amir do it. Yeah, you can do it.
He's like, awesome. Hey, do you want to go help your friends? I could drop you off on the north side of the temple here.
I kind of want to make some magic stones for Maeve to shoot.
All right. Amir comes on the PA horn right behind you, Maeve, and yells out, special delivery!
What's happening?
You see some magic stones falling around you.
What do they do?
You with your bow.
Alita, it's your turn.
Did anybody let those soldiers know they could come out of the water?
They got straws. They'll be fine.
Like, now they're just having a swim party over there instead of helping. So could I like pull out my wings? I was trying to find my information on that. Like if I could fly up and go get Generic out of there that way without touching the slime or whatever.
He's pretty heavy. I mean, I think carrying him is going to put you over your weight limit for flying.
Okay.
But Maeve did just throw a grappling hook and it's got a good grab on him.
So is there like a line from her to him right now? Like I could grab it and start pulling?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it like maybe here or something? And I just, between her and I, can we like... Maybe we need that dragon to grab it at the far end. I don't know.
We're playing tug of war with a slime pit.
Yes.